From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, now offering parking validation. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
It's 79 degrees in Topeka, 79 in Lawrence. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Pleased to be your companion this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we'll get news headlines. Then, as a new school year approaches, student organizers and college administrators are anticipating a new wave of student protests concerning the crisis in Gaza.
We have schools going, how can I make this so that we're not seeing the crazy protests next semester? And we're going, you don't.
A look ahead to the possibility of campus protests. We will also learn more about a couple of notable books. The National Center for the Book comes up with a list of books representing each state each year. For Kansas, one of them tells the story of the Bloody Benders. Kay McIntyre has that story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Don't forget, we have classical music coming your way on KPR1 stations tonight, following All Things Considered. If you need a vacation, you can take one with Destiny tonight, visiting the Grand Canyon. Also, the Comedy Overture, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR1. It's Evening Classical with Destiny.
On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
News headlines are up next. It's 84 degrees in Emporia, 80 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Third-party presidential candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are filing to get on the ballot in Kansas for the November general election. Daniel Caudill has more.
Kennedy is an independent who consistently ranks third in national polls, with about 5% of voters saying he's their first choice. Candidates who don't belong to a party recognized in Kansas need 5,000 signatures to secure ballot access. Kennedy's campaign says he's turned in nearly twice that many. Jill Stein secured about 850 signatures. She's running with the Green Party for the third time, but will likely have to run as a write-in candidate in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The other candidates set to appear on the ballot are Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Libertarian Chase Oliver. Labette Health's Independence Healthcare Center is expanding in an effort to improve health outcomes and access in southeast Kansas. The southeast corner of the state typically scores low in health ratings. Brian Williams, president and CEO of Labette Health, says they'll be adding on to the rural health clinic and emergency room in Independence, Kansas.
So we'll expand lab services, we'll add outpatient ultrasound services, and then we'll double the size of the Cancer Infusion Center, and then we'll double the size of the rural health clinic and specialty clinic.
Williams says he's optimistic about the expansion, but he says to solve healthcare access issues in southeast Kansas, providers, residents, and private businesses will have to work together. The Wichita School District will start this school year with the lowest number of teacher vacancies in more than a decade. Officials say school closures earlier this year reduced the number of open teaching spots. Wichita also raised its starting teacher salary and offered a $3,000 signing bonus for special education teachers. Jenna Chabon with Human Resources says the district has more than 800 substitute teachers ready to go.
So we've really done a lot of things to try to boost these numbers and make sure that we're starting out the year in the best possible shape for our kids.
The state of Kansas still faces a severe teacher shortage with more than 1,800 teacher vacancies statewide last year.
All in violence. As one dean put it, education is what we do. It takes a lot of guts and a lot of work, he says. But if universities can't pull this off, who can? Tovia Smith, NPR News.
You are listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. What does the story of a Kansas family of serial killers have in common with a children's picture book about riding the school bus? Both were recently selected by the National Center for the Book to represent the state of Kansas in the list of this year's Great Reads from Great Places. KPR's Kay McIntyre spoke with Susan Jonasis, the author of Hell's Half Acre, The Untold Story of the Benders, a serial killer family on the American frontier.
The Benders were a family.
I'm, as a grown-up, and draw and sketch and write about them. And I really think it's a nice reflection of what being a passenger on any kind of ride, whether a school bus, an airplane, a normal bus ride, will feel like to the writer.
That's Grant Snyder of Wichita, the author of One Boy Watching. We also spoke with Susan Jonasis, the author of Hell's Half Acre, The Untold Story of the Benders. The National Center for the Book recently selected both of their books to represent Kansas in its annual list of Great Reads from Great Places. You'll find a complete list of this year's Great Reads at the Library of Congress website. That's loc.gov. You can also hear a longer version of these conversations on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR, a service of the University of Kansas, your place for NPR News at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming your way in about 11 minutes. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green Gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
Proud to be an NPR station. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy this evening, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Humid tonight as well with a low in the mid-60s. It's 4 o'clock.
Have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free. Breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 86 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks for tuning in today. News headlines come your way in about 12 minutes. In the next 30 minutes, we are going to speak with the domestic policy advisor to President Joe Biden, Neera Tanden. She's going to talk about something new from the White House. It's called the Time is Money Initiative. It's an initiative that hopes to set rules for companies and stop the use of practices preventing customers from being able to easily cancel subscriptions or get refunds.
We're just saying, you know, you should be able to get to a human, you know, press a button, zero, and get to a human quickly.
More on the Time is Money initiative coming up in the next 30 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Hope you'll join us Friday evening for another installment of the Best of the BBC Proms. This week, the Halle Orchestra and Choirs celebrating their 25th season with music director Sir Mark Elder, including the symphony that changed Gustav Mahler's life, the Great Symphony No. 5. You will hear it Friday night at 7 on your KPR1 stations. 20% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Some of those that do crop up could have locally heavy rainfall. Tonight's low in the mid-60s.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
It's NPR News.
Solar power is a booming industry, but customer complaints have increased dramatically, and now prosecutors are investigating.
To see these sorts of folks come in who want to grow really fast but are unethical, it hurts. It hurts everyone involved.
How the solar industry is working to repair its reputation. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 88 degrees in Emporia, 88 in Chanute, 76 in Atchison. It is 4:30.
In mixed territory, the Dow down 140 points. The Nasdaq, though, gained 35. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. Third-party presidential candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are filing to get on the ballot in Kansas for the November general election. Daniel Caudle reports.
Kennedy is an independent who consistently ranks third in national polls, with about 5% of voters saying he's their first choice. Candidates who don't belong to a party recognized in Kansas need 5,000 signatures to secure ballot access. Kennedy's campaign says he's turned in nearly twice that many. Jill Stein secured about 850 signatures. She's running with the Green Party for the third time, but will likely have to run as a write-in candidate in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle at the State House.
The other candidates set to appear on the ballot are Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Libertarian Chase Oliver. Labette Health's Independence Healthcare Center is expanding in an effort to improve health outcomes and access in Southeast Kansas. The southeast corner of the state typically scores low in health ratings. Brian Williams, president and CEO of Labette Health, says they'll add on to the rural health clinic and emergency room in Independence, Kansas.
So we'll expand lab services, we'll add outpatient ultrasound services, and then we'll double the size of the cancer infusion center, and then we'll double the size of the rural health clinic and specialty clinic.
Williams says he's optimistic about the expansion, but he says to solve healthcare access issues in Southeast Kansas, providers, residents, and private businesses will have to work together. The Wichita School District will begin this school year with the lowest number of teacher vacancies in more than a decade. Officials say school closures earlier this year reduced the number of open teaching spots. Wichita also raised its starting teacher salary and offered a $3,000 signing bonus for special education teachers. Jenna Chabon with Human Resources says the district has more than 800 substitute teachers ready to go.
So we've really done a lot of things to try to boost these numbers and make sure that we're starting out the year in the best possible shape for our kids.
Wichita currently has about 20 vacancies for classroom teachers, about 25 in special ed. Kansas still faces a severe teacher shortage with more than 1,800 teacher vacancies statewide last year. And Kansas officials have revealed the next design for the state's new personalized license plates. Five designs were put up for a public vote online earlier this month. More than 30,000 votes were cast, and people across the state chose the design showcasing the iconic Flint Hills. You can see what these new tags will look like in the news headlines area of the KPR website. This is KPR. It's 4:35.
This is all from NPR News.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your hosts are Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations, more information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we will hear from a Hamas leader who says the group has no regrets about the deadly October 7th operation against Israel, but does admit that some mistakes happened that day. We will also visit Springfield, Ohio, get some reports on why immigration has caused some drama in that community. It's all coming up here on KPR. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with an update of news headlines. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. It is 79 in Abilene. It's 5 o'clock.
$2.22 a barrel to $80.06 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight here with more All Things Considered. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will learn about student organizers and college administrators anticipating a new wave of student protests surrounding the crisis in Gaza as this new school year gets underway. Also in the next 30 minutes, each year the National Center for the Book comes up with a list of books that represents each state. And for Kansas, one of them tells the story of the Bloody Benders of LeBec County.
A family were out on the prairie, sort of quietly dispatching people who came through to ask them for shelter.
Susan Jonasis is the author of Hell's Half Acre, the untold story of the Benders, a serial killer family on the American frontier. She'll talk with Kay McIntyre in just a few minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center 24/7 walk-in clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
Following All Things Considered this evening, we have classical music with Destiny, 7 to 9 p.m. The time is 5:20.
Support how the solar industry is working to repair its reputation on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. It's a great way to start off your day.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge. August 16th and 18th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Stick around. News headlines are up next. The time is 5:30.
500 up a fraction. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Third-party presidential candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are filing to get on the ballot in Kansas for the November general election. Daniel Caudill has this report.
Kennedy is an independent who consistently ranks third in national polls, with about 5% of voters saying he's their first choice. Candidates who don't belong to a party recognized in Kansas need 5,000 signatures to secure ballot access. Kennedy's campaign says he's turned in nearly twice that many. Jill Stein secured about 850 signatures. She's running with the Green Party for the third time, but will likely have to run as a write-in candidate in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The Wichita School District will start this school year with the lowest number of teacher vacancies in more than a decade. Officials say school closures earlier this year reduced the number of open teaching spots. Wichita also raised its starting teacher salary and offered a $3,000 signing bonus for special education teachers. Jenna Chabon with Human Resources says the district has more than 800 substitute teachers ready to go.
So we've really done a lot of things to try to boost these numbers and make sure that we're starting out the year in the best possible shape for our kids.
Wichita currently has about 20 vacancies for home classroom teachers and about 25 vacancies in special education. Kansas is still facing a severe teacher shortage with more than 1,800 teacher vacancies statewide last year. Labette Health's Independence Healthcare Center is expanding in an effort to improve health outcomes and access in southeast Kansas. The southeast corner of the state typically scores low in health ratings. Brian Williams, the president and CEO of Labette Health, says they'll add on to their rural health clinic and emergency room in Independence, Kansas.
So we'll expand lab services, we'll add outpatient ultrasound services, and then we'll double the size of the cancer infusion center, and then we'll double the size of the rural health clinic and specialty clinic.
Williams says he's optimistic about the expansion, but he says to solve healthcare access issues in southeast Kansas, providers, residents, and private businesses are going to have to work together. And Kansas officials have revealed the next design for the state's new personalized license plates. Five designs were put up for a public vote online earlier this month. People from all across the state chose the design showcasing the iconic Flint Hills. The Kansas Department of Revenue says the Flint Hills design received more than 56% of the vote. You can see what those new tags will look like in the news headlines area of the KPR website. It's 5:35.
Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. What does the story of a Kansas family of serial killers have in common with the children's picture book about riding the school bus? Both were recently selected by the National Center for the Book to represent Kansas in the list of this year's Great Reads from Great Places. KPR's Kay McIntyre spoke with Susan Jonasis, the author of Hell's Half Acre, The Untold Story of the Benders, a Serial Killer Family on the American Frontier.
The Benders were a family of German spiritualists who murdered at least 11 people in Labette County, Kansas during the time that they lived there in the early 1870s. And then as concern at the number of disappearances in the area grew and people started to look towards the Benders as a potential suspect, they fled the state, abandoned their cabin and disappeared. And then about a month later, the extent of their crimes was discovered at the cabin. And that sparked a nationwide manhunt for the Benders, along with a media frenzy that lasted for decades after the crimes were discovered.
At the heart of this story is the daughter, Kate Bender. Describe Kate.
By all sensible contemporary accounts, because they do vary wildly, Kate Bender was a young woman between 20 and 25. She had quite a sharp face, but she was considered attractive. That was part of why people liked her, liked to go out to the cabin to visit her. She had long red hair and she was quite small and slight. But the thing that really drew people to her was that she practiced spiritualism and she had lofty dreams of becoming a famous medium. So she would often go into local towns and give lectures on spiritualism and free loveism. And she also had a reputation for being quite difficult if you turned down her offers of helping to heal you via magnetic healing. So by the time the murders were discovered, she was already a bit of a contentious figure in the community, but that's also part of why there was so much interest in the aftermath of the discovery of the crimes, because she was this really enigmatic figure that had suddenly become something even bigger than what she was.
Susan, you're obviously British. How did you become interested in this story, which took place 150 years ago, more than 4,000 miles away?
I have always been interested in crime and the representation of criminals in popular culture, both in America and in the UK. And I studied that at university. That was something I pursued academically. I first read about the Benders in a big book that I bought in a thrift shop. which was like a collection of lots of different crimes. And that was the story that really stood out to me. It was completely unique. It had such interesting people at the heart of it, but it also didn't have an ending. There didn't seem to be that much information about it. And over the years, I sort of did a bit of casual research. And eventually I just thought, you know what? I really want to know more about everything involved in this. I think I'm now equipped enough to be able to do that. And that was ultimately why I decided to write the book.
Hell's Half Acre was just named one of the great reads from Great Places, one of two books that the National Center for the Book chose to represent Kansas. The second book, One Boy Watching, a picture book by author, illustrator, and cartoonist Grant Snyder of Wichita.
I was a bus rider as a kid, from kindergarten through about 10th grade, I think, whenever I got my high school car and it was too cool to ride the bus anymore. But I had always had these really vivid memories of riding the bus, but had never really incorporated them into any artwork. But when I set out to write a new picture book proposal a few years back, those memories of being on a bus riding through the Kansas countryside came back to me so vividly. And I basically made the story of a boy being picked up early in the morning, first on the bus route, riding throughout the fields and farmlands around where I went to school, Mulvane, Kansas, seeing as the bus fills up with loud kids, all the while he's looking at the window, taking in the sights and sounds and thinking about things. So it was a great way for me to use those memories to make something new, to revisit those places that I'd been through so many times as a grown-up and draw and sketch and write about them. And I really think it's a nice reflection of what being a passenger on any kind of ride, whether a school bus, an airplane, a normal bus ride, will feel like to the writer.
That's Grant Snyder of Wichita, the author of One Boy Watching. Before that, we heard from Susan Jonasis, the author of Hell's Half Acre, The Untold Story of the Benders. Kay McIntyre was your interviewer. The National Center for the Book recently selected both of those books to represent Kansas in its annual list of great reads from great places. You'll find a complete list of this year's great reads at the Library of Congress website, loc.gov, and you can hear a longer version of these conversations on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Investigators, the curious, it's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 86 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 6 o'clock.